Gentlemen, good morning. A young man comes in struggling with these issues. There's absolutely nothing he can do to even help you. But he has to give out certain pills to certain people who want to... it's a shame, man.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the doctors, like you said, they didn't tell you about the side effects. Shameful. Very shameful. That's a really good mindset. It's like you've been nerfed at the character selection screen. They had to nerf you because otherwise you were going to be too strong. You got to overcome that extra level that like a lot of the other guys don't have to. You said this was 12 years old. Nice. How do you think you had this phobia to now where you can literally play with it on your skin? How did you make that progress? Because that's huge, by the way. That this trained psychologist literally work for 20, 30 years to help someone to do this. How did you do that? Did you know what you were doing when you would, did you know about the psychological, research of this? That's very smart, because this is actually a valid, one of the most effective ways to actually cure phobias. It's called systematic desensitization. So it's where you start off, I was actually going to even ask you in this call, would an emoji of a spider trigger you in any sense? And I was going to go through a part of the process with you. But you start, it's progressive overload. You start off with the smallest one. So if you've got a fear of a spider crawling up your leg, we'll start off with the smallest one. And I'll just say the word spider and just see how that makes you feel. We'll calm you down. Yeah. Then we'll draw it, like you said. Then we'll maybe go see a picture of a cute animation one, from some cartoon. Okay, then a bit more real, then a bit more real, then we're just progressively overloading to the point that you've actually got the scariest thing, a tarantula just crawling around. That's gonna gross everyone out, right? I don't have a phobia of spiders. That's still fucking weird, bro. If there was a I'm still a little bit scared. But if you can just there's some zoo person specialist who's showing you the tarantula, oh yeah, and he eats like this and stuff, if you can kind of feel a little bit scared, but it's not, you're not screaming, you've systemized the process, and suddenly now you're just not emotional anymore. So it's very interesting, because this is something I learned in psychology. This is a real treatment for phobias. It's very interesting that you and your mother went through that together. Well done for that. You've made huge progress, honestly. You've got my respect for that. So let's talk about if we go back, 12 years old, antidepressants. Okay. How old are you now? 17. How long were you taking the antidepressants for? Yeah, you've mentioned twice that the damage is permanent. Do you think having that thought serves you in any way? You've got this downside, which we can say is permanent. It's kind of like genetics, right? You can't change it. But you've already made more progress than pretty much everyone your age. So it's whether or not you've got this handicap objectively in the truth of the universe doesn't actually matter. The fact is that you've already improved a crazy amount. And I do believe what is objectively true is often a lot smaller than what we think, and a lot more of it is just what we believe about the thing. So, oh yeah, my genetics are too bad, so I can't build muscle. It's your genetics are probably worse than 10% than average. The reason why you can't build muscle is because you're a piece of shit. You keep eating food and you keep skipping gym workouts because you believe that you can't gain muscle. Do you see my thinking with this for you? So what if it wasn't permanent? I think that is a more powerful mindset to have. Because we can say this isn't genetic what you went through, but we can say it's kind of genetic where, it's this sciencey thing which you can't change. And we could say that, this is something that's permanent, that it's just negatively affecting you, it's a handicap. And suddenly we're just giving it more power. It's like me when I was your age and I said it was because I was brown-skinned. I'm brown-skinned, I can never get any girls, I'll never be able to make a good amount of money, or people won't like me. It's like, how true is that really? Or is it just the belief of the fact? Because everyone's got it. What would you say? There's a guy your age. Oh, but genetically, I'm supposed to be fat. Right? But genetically, I'm shorter than average. So there's no point in me working out. Because it seems to me you've got a good mindset. What you've realized is there might be some weird, chemically science shit messing you up. But you want to see how much you can push to that like that limit anyway. And the truth is, when you start doing that, you realize the limit's actually really high. Like, you're not even close to doing as much as you could do. Is that how it felt like for you?